a final look at your sport this morning in some cricket. It wasn't the best day at the office for the Proteas women, who were struck yet again by defeat thanks to a clinical England team in the third and final T20 match yesterday. Now, the English chased down an undemanding target of 125 to earn the 9-wicket victory at SuperSport Park. A 56-run opening stand between Maya Bhatia and Danny White Hodge set the visitors up well before a breakthrough by Dolphins ladies pacer Ayanda Hlubi cracked Bhatia for 35. Proteas all-rounder Nondumiso Shangase had a solid stand in South Africa's innings as she top-scored with 31 off 35, and says the team must focus on being positive for what's to come.
It's disappointing that we didn't win even one match, but we're still positive. There's still matches to come, ODI and then the test as well. So we're just going to keep on being positive and then, yeah, carry on with it.
Now, South Africa resume their series against England on Wednesday, with the first of three ODI matches. Staying with cricket, the Dolphins resume on the final day of their CSA four-day series match against the Titans as they lead by 157 runs at the Mangaung Stadium. The Durbanites declared the first innings on 570 for 9. As centuries reined in from Tsepang Ditole, Slade Van Staden and Bryce Parsons. The Knights managed 315 all out in their opening innings and follow on today on 98-1. Play resumes at 10 o'clock this morning. And then over to some rugby. The Hollybet Sharks' blood nearly ran dry, or cold rather, as they avoided defeat against the DHL Stormers in the United Rugby Championship to earn a first win in the comp against their coastal rivals. Andre Esterhazen's try in the second half saw the Durbanites battle to a 21-15 victory at a sold-out Kings Park yesterday. Sharks coach John Plumtree and his team knew the Stormers were going to be a tough nut to crack.
The Stormers put us under a lot of pressure like we knew they would, and I guess kicking off, and you've got 14 men, and there's one team you don't want to be playing against, and that's the Stormers, you know, because they'll find a line break somewhere, you know, and like I say, could have lost it, and they'll probably be very disappointed. But
and then AmaZulu clinched yet another victory against Richards Bay FC in a match that ended 3-1 in favour of Usutu, while Kaizer Chiefs were held to a 2-2 draw by Royal AM at home. Reigning champions, Betway Premiership champions, Mamelodi Sundowns took victory over Sekhukhune United 3-0, while